You've got the score.
Steve Stone, Score baseball expert and TV voice of the Chicago White Sox, talks Chicago baseball three times a week throughout the season on the Score.
You're seeing what Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams saw when they started to bring these people in from other places. I think you're seeing what they envisioned, and right now you're seeing it all come together.
Hear Steve Stone three times a week throughout baseball season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station and official radio home of the Cubs.
Say farewell to summer with JCPenney's Labor Day Sale. Rest easy with up to 60% off select furniture and mattresses. Check out our special financing too. Plus, save an extra 25% with coupon. Or get the entire family 40% off select Levi's denim. Also, stop by clearance to get up to 80% off select items. It's an extra day to get extra savings at JCPenney. Offers valid 9/3 to 9/7. Levi's excluded from coupons. Other exclusions and conditions apply. Clearance selection varies by store while supplies last. Excluded from coupons. Savings off regular and original prices. See store or jcp.com for details.
Opening Bell is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
The ultimate treatment for visibly brighter, firmer skin. New Super C Serum from Strivectin. A skincare science breakthrough powered by two forms of stabilized vitamin C and acerola cherry to brighten dull, tired skin. Plus retinol to smooth rough texture and fine lines. Strivectin's proprietary Nia-114, a form of niacin, strengthens the skin barrier for a glowing complexion. Visit Strivectin.com and save 20% off your first Super C purchase with code SUPER C. That's Strivectin.com, code SUPER C.
Can the American dream survive these challenging times? Join Roosevelt University for the virtual American Dream Reconsidered Conference, September 14th through the 17th. Experts and activists will share their thoughts on voting rights, racial justice, LGBTQ rights, and more. Presenters include Jackson, Mississippi Mayor Chokwe Lumumba, historian Martha Jones, Brave Space Alliance founder Lasaya Wade, and many more. For details, visit roosevelt.edu/American Dream. That's roosevelt.edu/American Dream.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
You gotta snag Hefty's Ultra Strong Trash Bag. Always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
It has Arm & Hammer odor control, so your nose and your wallet will be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags. Hefty strong all day long.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
It's Jane, and with back to school looking different for most kids this year, let's talk about KiwiCo. KiwiCo has hands-on art and science projects for kids of all ages delivered to your doorstep. They can build a planetarium, blast off a bottle rocket, explore chemistry, and more, all from the comfort of home. Everything you need to make STEAM seriously fun, delivered monthly to your doorstep. Get to kiwico.com/local to save 30% on your first month. That's kiwico.com/local.
There you are, standing in the pharmacy aisle again, looking at the hundreds of medications for breathing and sinus problems. You hope one of them is going to help you breathe better, but in your heart, you know self-medicating is really just masking the true problem, which is your nose isn't working like it should. There are real solutions, though, to fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and at Advent, we've pioneered simple in-office solutions like balloon sinuplasty that have solved thousands of our patients' sinus and nasal breathing problems, allowing them to breathe freely. Now, you can go on living like this, but you shouldn't have to sit on the sidelines of the life that you were meant to live. Get out of the pharmacy aisle and go to AdventKnows.com today to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
New to Medicare? Go to MyHealthPolicy.com. With MyHealthPolicy.com, you can compare plans from some of the nation's top insurers. Start now to find a plan and apply online. MyHealthPolicy.com makes it easy to find a Medicare Advantage plan in your area, including plans for $0 a month in plan premiums, low out-of-pocket costs, and expansive provider networks.
My decision, my Medicare. MyHealthPolicy.com.
Hulu has live sports again. That means you can watch plenty of basketball, baseball, and hockey on Hulu Plus Live TV. And you get access to the largest streaming TV library. Start your free trial today so you don't miss a moment of the action.
Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
What gets you revved up? Maybe it's heading toward that next adventure, driving farther and exploring more. Or maybe it's just spending less time worrying and more time doing. Whatever it is, Citgo is here to help with top-tier tri-clean gasoline. With continuous use, it helps keep engine parts clean for a smooth ride and maximizes your mileage to get more life out of every tank. Now that's gas you can feel good about. Go rev up with tri-clean gasoline at your locally owned Citgo station today.
Bring on the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event. You'll find great deals on SUVs and sedans, with more IIHS Top Safety Awards than Honda or Toyota brands when equipped with optional front crash prevention and specific headlights. Hurry into the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event.
Now get 0% APR for 72 months on the 2020 Santa Fe or Tucson, and make no payments for 90 days. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Offer ends September 8th, 2020. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What's something in Mitch's skill set that impresses you, and what's something in his makeup or his approach that leaves an impression on you?
The thing I've been really impressed just watching him from a physical standpoint is his ability to throw the ball on the run. I think he does a really nice job. In person, he's one of the better quarterbacks that I've seen with his accuracy throwing on the run. And, I think just personality-wise, I really just enjoyed being around him just from a personal standpoint. He's a guy that's easy to work with, and sometimes in QB rooms that's not always easy, but I feel like our QB room right now with Mitch and Tyler and I has been a really easy room to be around, to where, you know, we go to work, we all have a voice, we all have a conversation when it's us three, and, that says a lot about a person, so I've enjoyed that.
Thank y'all so much for being with me this morning. I am Hub Arkish. It is 8:46 on this Labor Day morning. We kicked it off at 7, going to be here until 11 today. A lot more great show coming for you. Just visited with Anthony Heron and some of our great callers for a while. Jordan Malley in the production booth doing an outstanding job as always. I'm not even sure, Jordan, if in response to our most recent text you pulled up that just now, but I had a texter wanted to know, what does Mitchell do well other than being drafted really high? What are his strengths going into his fourth NFL season? And Jordan, right on top of it, buddy.
That's funny. I didn't even look at the text line.
That's why I pointed that out. I had a feeling you were looking at the text line. It was interesting because I'm half done with my column for today. I was working on it late last night after visiting with the QBs and Matt Nagy yesterday. By the way, Ryan Pace will be meeting the media today at 1 o'clock. Ryan doesn't do this a whole lot, but we get to visit with him at the end of the season and after the final cut. So at 1 o'clock today, we'll have an extended visit with Ryan Pace. I'm sure they'll get the best coverage of that right here at 670 The Score. I will be on the line with him. But in talking to Foles yesterday, he was asked that question. You heard his answer. And what struck me about it is you can go all the way back to draft night 2016 and a number of times after early on, and one of the best traits that Ryan Pace, focused on with Mitch Trubisky, getting all my coaches and GMs and everybody screwed up now. That's what happens when you start at 6 in the morning. But one of the things that Ryan focused on with Mitch from the time that he drafted him was his accuracy on the move, and that is something that we have seen. Unfortunately, his accuracy in the pocket has waned at times. And if you really pay attention to all this sound that we're playing for you, there has been a lot of conversation about one of the reasons that Mitch won the job over Nick Foles is their main focus this offseason, as he worked with some outside help as well as Bears coaches virtually and then finally got to camp, is on staying in the pocket longer, on working on his base and setting his feet and keeping his balance. And they feel that the biggest improvement he's made this offseason has been his accuracy from the pocket and his willingness to stay there and throw it. Now, we haven't seen that in live game action. And you know, guys, for anybody who has a complaint with the, quote, competition, the competition went out the window with the exhibition games. Once we knew that they weren't going to play anybody else, neither quarterback was going to get a real chance to show what he could do. But to the extent that they ran the competition, these are some of the things that they've seen with Mitch that they're excited about. Now we'll see if it plays out starting in Detroit this Sunday. I'm going to get right back to the phone lines that have been active this morning. Mike has dialed us up from the South Side. Mike, I want to thank you for starting your Labor Day with us. Hope you're enjoying it, and it's good to talk to you. What can we do for you?
Hub, it is always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for taking my call. You know, ultimately, and you know, so while I was on hold, I sort of had to reform my thinking a little bit. I'm going to start with the offensive line, and to me, the lack of talent there. They really are not necessarily the best offensive line that Pace could have put together. To me, the strength of the offensive line is actually the interior. And so initially my thought process was I was going to really hold Nagy accountable for the lack of development in the running game. The Bears really don't have a really powerful running game. It's not well developed. And then the offensive line really don't run block well. And I was going to hold him accountable for that. But then I thought about Pace and him bringing in the talent to really have a solid offensive line. And so I think there's a little dual accountability there. I don't think Pace is necessarily bought in the best talent along the offensive line. But then I don't know if Nagy feels like he has to design his plays because he knows that the offensive line is not necessarily an area of strength for the team, and he develops his style of play around the talent that is there. I'll just say this too in closing, and I like your assessment on that. But then I'll say this in closing. Nagy is a disciple of Andy Reid. Andy Reid finally won a Super Bowl because at the end of the game, he knew what he needed to do, and that was run the football. As much as he had turned the game over to Patrick Mahomes, and Mahomes really brought them back into the game to close the game out, it was clear that Kansas City could run the ball, and they had talent along the offensive line to seal the deal. And I'm just curious on your perspective on the Bears' offensive line and Nagy's play calling relative to the talent that's there.
Well, you know, Mike, those are great points. And I think in part two, it really is more about the play calling than necessarily the talent. But let's talk about number one first. I started telling you guys all the way back in February, it was not a great year to be seeking offensive line help in free agency. There wasn't a lot out there. There was nobody I was going to go break the bank for. I would have been curious about Jason Peters, even at 38, 39 years old on a one-year deal, to take over for Charles Leno, who I just don't think is ever going to be special out there at left tackle. But then I go into the draft, and while it was a great year for offensive linemen, and I was hoping they would take one high, the way it fell to them, I had no problem with Cole Kmet, the best tight end in the draft at 43, and was stunned that Jalen Johnson was there at 50. The one thing I was most upset about was they didn't take Jalen Johnson at 43, because I think he was a day one pick who slipped through, and I was afraid he wouldn't be there at 50. So they didn't really address it in the draft either. Jermaine Ifedi is definitely an upgrade at right guard. A new offensive line coach with a different style and a better comfort zone with Matt may help. But when you look at the Chiefs, there's nobody special on that offensive line. Mitchell Schwartz is one of the best right tackles in football, but Eric Fisher's never been great at left tackle. Duvernay-Tardif is opting out this year at guard. And Damian Williams is a waiver pickup, you know, who became the lead running back. So in much the same way, the Bears' running game, their offensive line and backfield isn't built all that differently from the Chiefs. Will Matt use it? You know, that's going to be the question there. And because Andy Reid does know how, and I think Matt does too, but we're just going to have to wait and see as he gets into his play calling. I want to get Omar before we break because I know he's holding out in California. Omar checking in from Sacramento. How you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call. That gentleman just stole my thunder, but I'm a diehard Bear fan, so I know enough to go ahead and talk about something in addition to Trubisky. I'm looking at Ryan, the general manager. When he's done a really good job constructing the defense to be really, really good, but on offense, I just think he's dropped the ball several times. From the time, not only did he pick Trubisky. When, if nothing else, I thought he should have chosen Deshaun Watson if you just look at resume, but also giving away two or three picks in order to get Trubisky. And then last year, not giving enough skill positions, namely the tight end position. And as the other gentleman just spoke about before, originally when we had Jordan Howard running the ball, even though he got 1,000 yards, I was thinking, well, if we get an upgrade in running back position, then we'll have a better opportunity to move the ball. But as the gentleman just focused on, and you've talked about, really until we get that line solidified, if you look at some of the other teams like the 49ers, for example, them building the interior line first offensively and defensively, I still just think we're going to struggle. I'm glad we got finally Jimmy Graham. I don't know how well he's going to do, but I like Komet. I like Allen Robinson. So I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I think it comes back to comes down to the skill positions, the line, and then Nagy in his third year. Hopefully we won't have those games anymore where he runs the ball six times. But overall, getting back to what I'm saying, I'm really questioning Ryan Pace's ability to select offensive power or offensive talent to help our team. Because you just mentioned the Chiefs and their struggles, but they have all pros at every position on offense almost. Receiver, tight end, quarterback. And so until we get better players, and now we're looking at a backup for Montgomery, I just still think we're struggling on the offensive side of the ball. So hopefully Ryan Pace will be a little bit better going further in the future with offensive talent, because that's the only way I think we can overcome Mitch's deficiencies. But I don't care who you have back there. We could have Mahomes. If you cannot establish a running game, you can't set up a passing game. So thanks for taking my call, Go Bears.
Omar, thank you for the call. There's a whole lot there, and I'm going to have to break again in just a minute. But I would say quickly this about Ryan Pace. It's all about what you build first and how you build it. He has built possibly the best defense in the National Football League. Every single player, with the exception of Kyle Fuller, is one of his acquisitions. And so we're not going to say that Ryan Pace hasn't done a good job or isn't capable of drafting good football players. His offensive picks have not gone as well. He did have an outstanding free agency signing in Allen Robinson. I think Anthony Miller still has a chance to be a very good pick that he traded up in the second round where he fits. I still think James Daniels can be a very good player, although I do think he has better upside at center than guard. Cody Whitehair has been a nice choice. I'm excited about David Montgomery. He has missed on some picks as well. I think one other thing about the offensive line, I think they hoped that Jason Spriggs would come from Green Bay and not only be the swing tackle, but maybe even push Charles Leno for that left tackle job. They've got Alex Barrs out there at left tackle, the undrafted rookie from Notre Dame, who has played some left tackle but came in as a guard last year. Spriggs got hurt and never really participated in training camp, so I think they attempted to do a little bit more that we haven't seen. I don't know if it's enough. I still think they need an upgrade there. You are right. He needs to do better drafting on offense, but I do think they've upgraded the talent on offense. I think they've got a little more at the skill positions, and I think they've got better depth, and now it's up to Matt Nagy to show he knows how to use it the same way that his mentor Andy Reid has. We've got a lot more Bears talk coming for you, NFL talk, in the next 2 hours. We're just at the halfway point on our Labor Day morning show. We are going to take a little bit of a break in the next hour, though. At the top of the hour, Scott Merkins, who covers the Chicago White Sox for MLB.com, is going to join us. Guys, the White Sox in a normal year would be one of the biggest sports stories in the world. It's gotten hidden a little bit by the fact that people can say what they want. This is a Cubs town. There's just more Cubs fans, but that's no reason not to honor and celebrate the incredible job Rick Hahn has done with his White Sox. We're going to talk to Scott about it in just a moment right here at 670 The Score.
Start your day the Mullion Hall way.
Every morning I turn you guys on.
Chicago guys who've covered Chicago teams through some of the most historic sports moments in our lifetimes.
You're on the air keeping us entertained.
Thank you guys so much for what you do.
Mullion Hall, the voice of Chicago sports.
Has the whole world gone mad?
Molly, come to your senses.
Listen every morning, Monday through Friday, 5 to 9. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station.
say farewell to summer with JCPenney's Labor Day Sale. Rest easy with up to 60% off select furniture and mattresses. Check out our special financing, too. Plus, save an extra 25% with coupon. Or get the entire family 40% off select Levi's denim. Also, stop by clearance to get up to 80% off select items. It's an extra day to get extra savings at JCPenney. Offers valid 9/3 to 9/7. Levi's excluded from coupons. Other exclusions and conditions apply. Clearance selection varies by store while supplies last. Excluded from coupons. Savings off regular and original prices. See store or jcp.com for details.
The ultimate treatment for visibly brighter, firmer skin. New Super C Serum.